I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Georgia Department of Transportation is again asking drivers to stay off the roads this morning as the cold temperatures have caused many roads to refreeze. Hundreds of crashes have been reported since yesterday. Governor Nathan Deal has closed the state government for non-essential personnel for another day today. Atlanta city government is also closed, as well as DeKalb and Fulton County government offices. The state Senate will convene at 1:30 this afternoon. The state House gets back to work this afternoon as well. Most school districts are closed, including Atlanta Public Schools, Clayton, Cobb, Decatur, DeKalb, Fulton, Gwinnett, Henry, and Marietta, among others. And as Atlanta city government will remain closed today, some Atlanta residents are criticizing the new mayor on social media for her decision not to hold any press conferences during yesterday's wintry weather. GPB's Taylor Gant has that story.
Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms decided against holding a press conference and instead communicated primarily on Twitter to warn Atlanta about the winter weather. Speaking to CBS 46 last night, Bottoms said she thought the city responded well to the storm.
I think that the city did a great job in preparing for this event, and so much of it has to do with preparation. And also the public really heeded the warnings to stay off of the roads.
In preparation for the weather, roadways in Atlanta were treated with salt and brine. Three warming centers were also open to keep people out of the cold. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
This morning's extremely cold weather is causing new concern for the homeless who are out in the cold. The AJC reports that six people have reportedly died of hypothermia in Atlanta since December 1st. City officials say police are on alert for homeless people exposed to the frigid temperatures to give them information on available shelters. Three warming centers were open overnight at Central Park, Grant Park, and Old Adamsville Recreation Centers in Atlanta. Officials say more than 360 people are being serviced at those centers. There are already long lines at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport this morning as travelers attempt to get on airplanes. More than 700 flights were canceled yesterday by Delta, Southwest, and other airlines, according to FlightAware.com. Officials say to check with your airline before coming to the airport, as delays are still being reported. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.